It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Whether it's an athlete, injured soldier, or senior citizen, people needing physical therapy cover a broad spectrum. In addition, as the population ages, the need for people trained health professions, such as physical therapy, increases. This week, in her regular segment, contributor Rebecca Harris looks at the business of physical therapy. Rebecca Harris, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I did some physical therapy yesterday, so I'm feeling good today, Paul.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
What was this for?
This and that. I mean, we're boomers. This and that.
Well, when we talk about physical therapy, what do we really mean?
Okay. Well, let's start by saying that September is Pain Awareness Month, so that is why we are bringing this research to you. So anyone who's in pain, there's a lot of initiatives going on right now around pain and pain awareness. But physical therapy is a healthcare profession primarily concerned with remediation, which is really the correction of something bad or defective like impairments and disabilities. And it's the promotion of mobility, functional ability, quality of life, movement through exams, evaluation, diagnosis, and physical intervention. And physical therapists are the ones who carry this out. In other countries, they're known as physiotherapists, too. So you might hear that term. And also, they are accompanied by physical therapy assistants, also called physical rehabilitation therapists. So there's a large sort of group of people all who are working on our behalf to continue to improve our well-being.
So let's look at the numbers. How big is the physical therapy market?
So it's really pretty big. There is the American Physical Therapy Association, which is an individual membership association. It has 88,000 members and is expected to grow. Also, students are in that group. The total employment is expected to grow by 39% by the year 2020. And right now, the current employment of physical therapists is about 200,000. The projection by 2020 is around 276,000. It's interesting, Paul, because it was rated physical therapy as one of the best jobs in America in U.S. News and World Report in 2013, 2012. Fastest growing job by CNN. The highest expected rates of growth are in rural areas and also in geriatrics. Physical therapists rate A for personal satisfaction. So it's great that they love this chosen career, because I don't know how you deal with people every day who come in who are grumpy, mad, and in pain. I mean, really, think about it, Paul. I mean, when you go in, you're not like a happy camper. So I'm glad we have physical therapists.
And where can you find a physical therapist, and what exactly are the services that they provide?
So the areas of employment where you actually can find a physical therapist, primarily you find them in outpatient clinics and offices, that's about 50%. Hospitals, 11%. Home care, 7%. Education research centers, and also skilled nursing facilities. So primarily outpatient clinics and offices. So what they do is they do a full examination. Then they develop a treatment plan according to what your pain source is. And they help you move. They work to reduce pain, restore function, prevent disability. Sometimes they work to really prevent more loss of mobility before it actually occurs by developing fitness and wellness programs for healthier lifestyles. They educate you. They really do a lot, which is very important. Sometimes they work in conjunction with occupational therapists as well. So the ways that you get to see a physical therapist, most people get a prescription from their primary doctor or their orthopedist, but many states have adopted laws that enable patients direct access to physical therapy. So this is really exciting, because the laws have recognized the professional training and expertise that physical therapists have, and then you can go directly to a physical therapist and not have a prescription from a doctor. Now, that's not always the case, but that happens in a lot of cases. So that's pretty neat.
Does the setup just depend on, is it like a state-by-state thing?
It is a state-by-state law, and there's certainly a lot of laws ruling and governing this. And when you look at the most common types of physical therapy, certainly orthopedics is the primary, orthopedic physical therapy. Then there's geriatric physical therapy, neurological physical therapy, cardiovascular, pulmonary, that would be after intervention on heart issues. And certainly as people are aging and living through bypass surgery and all that kind of stuff, they do a lot of rehabilitation. And then pediatric physical therapy. So It's a good way to improve your health after you've had some, as we say, a little of this and a little of that. So,
and generally you do need a referral to get in.
Generally you do need a referral, but in many instances now with the direct access, you can actually go to a physical therapist who has had additional training, and they, the physical therapist, can develop a plan of action directly for
you.
This
is a relatively new thing.
Yeah, this
though.
Is pretty new. So, yeah, it's cool.
We're talking with Rebecca Harris. She is our business correspondent, business contributor, and we're looking at the business of physical therapy. What schooling is required? This seems to be, to get into this profession, it's about as hard as being a doctor.
Yeah, it's really
it's hard to get into these programs.
Yeah, it's very rigorous. The requirements are, there are only 225 accredited schools. If you're an undergraduate, generally they look for a GPA of 3.5. The number of applicants per school is around 400, and the average number of slots is only 40. So there's a huge disparity there. And you can get a Doctor of Physical Therapy degree, which is 3 years in addition to your undergraduate degree. And this is a clinical doctorate. It's not a research like a PhD. And most of the undergraduates major in things like exercise science or biology or kinesiology, and then go on. There's national licensing. There's continuing education. So there is a lot required by both the schools as providers and by the students. This is not for the weak at heart. This is a tough road.
And what are some of the latest techniques and innovative treatments in physical therapy?
Yeah, so this was really interesting. When we did the research for this, on the pediatric front, locally here at the Children's Institute and other places nationally, they're implementing something called intensive locomotor training programs, which is a patient attends 20 sessions over a 3 to 4 week period, and the focus is on practicing walking with body weight support harnesses and guidance. And you start out on a treadmill and you continue to walk with assistance. And I think that's a really interesting technique. Another new technique is treating neck pain by treating middle back or thoracic spine. And they found that this is a really important way of getting to neck pain. And that's something else that's relatively new. Now, I like this a lot, Paul. It's gait speed. It's treating elderly patients. And you help them increase their walking speed, because when you're slower, you tend to trip more. So you want to get them really moving along. And finally, we have something called dry needle therapy, which is an insertion of a thin needle to stimulate the healing process of soft tissues. It's a little bit like acupuncture, but it's not based on the same objectives as acupuncture, and not based on really the traditional Chinese medicine. But it is performed by physical therapists. And so it's supposed to really help. And We have a lot of physical therapists in this town, too, which is great.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor, looking at the business of physical therapy. And hopefully you won't need a whole lot more, at least not, you know, for the foreseeable
hopefully
future.
Hopefully for me, I don't know how great that is for the physical therapist. I think I keep them in business.
Well, it's good that it's there if you want
absolutely
or need it. Thanks again, Rebecca.
Oh, it's nice to see you, Paul.
Likewise. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Mayor Bill Peduto joins us to talk about, among other things, his newly hired police chief. That's tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.